Bishop Museum, founded in 1889, is the Hawaii State Museum of Natural and Cultural History. Melanie Ide, president and CEO, has led the museum since January 2018. She says the Bishop Museum has trimmed expenses and is managing to avoid layoffs thus far.
We were very successful in securing the Paycheck Protection Program funding from the CARES Act. So yes, we were able to get that funding, which was critical for us in order to keep our staff.
How much did you get and what will it do for you?
We got close to $1.5 million, and what it will do is pay for our staff and certain expenses for about 8 weeks. And again, that's going to, the objective is to be able to support staff and keep our organization functioning and moving so that as we come back into recovery, we can go as smoothly as possible. So between that and a lot of other actions that we took with our staff, our board, our community, we were able to organize ourselves to carry ourselves through April and see our way into the next period, which is, I think, going to be challenging for our whole community.
In times of fiscal uncertainty like that, you know, museums have really got to look at the priorities, and sometimes those priorities change. How are you looking at that?
For us, it's actually very simple. We have our primary responsibilities to care for our irreplaceable collections because Bishop Museum stewards more than half of the world's primary source materials from Hawaii and across the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And these materials are essential. They're not a luxury. They are really like the library of life and the library of our cultural heritage. And so many people, agencies, and organizations, and cultures depend on this material to be preserved. So it's a very rare and unique resource. It's not something that exists anywhere else on the planet, really. We have to do everything to protect it and preserve it for the future.
I remember seeing some extinct Hawaiian birds in an exhibit not too long ago, and you have to wonder how they're doing right now, in the midst of all this.
Yeah, I mean, we have staff who go in regularly to, empty the dehumidifiers out, make sure that the environmental conditions are stable and secure. We have holotype specimens of all, you name it, every plant and animal. I mean, a lot of people don't know it, but we're the repository of the Hawaii Biological Survey. So it's our responsibility to keep track of and monitor every plant and animal in Hawaii. And we also have the Pacific Science Information Center for life across the Pacific. So we have an incredible cultural collection, but our natural history collection, our scientific collection, including our DNA specimens, are essential. They're essential. They can't be put at risk, actually.
Mm. About how much does it cost to keep the museum going then?
Well, depending on how you count it, we actually had to go through the exercise of what would it mean if all we did was care for our collections only, nothing else, and just, keep the air conditioning going 24/7 and keep like the bare minimum skeletal staff, protect the materials and keep the security staff on in the buildings. Actually they do leak, so we haven't been able to figure that part out. But
keeping it at bay.
Yeah. It's about, it's probably a good couple $100,000 a month just to do that, which isn't that much when you think about what we're caring for. What we have this global resource. We're actually one of the very few museums that has managed during this time not to have layoffs. We're holding on as tightly as we can, doing everything we can to keep it that way. But we've been at it for 130 years, and we need to be at it for another 130 years. I have people who come through the museum in my parents' generation in their 80s and 90s, and everybody still remembers the fourth grade and seeing the whale.
Of course. You have to laugh.
It's an incredible thing if you think about what we've managed to do. And we were reminded by one of our staff and one of our registrars from a while ago. They said, you know, museum's been there since, you know, from the overthrow through World War I, through World War II. The Navy used, you know, the place was shut down and it was used for housing. You know, you think about what institutions really are. You know, the word institution maybe doesn't sound so good. And the word museum makes you think certain things about like cases from the past, but it really isn't. I mean, our museum is here for the future. Its purpose is about perpetuating the natural and cultural heritage of Hawaii and the Pacific. And it's really forward thinking. It's really about how do we make those connections to the past and learn and understand so that we know how to move forward. It's a very Hawaiian concept or even a oceanic concept.
You know what, Melanie? Like, help paint the picture. What do you think the museum experience might be like when we finally do get to go back in?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because we've been really busy thinking about that. Because we have the great lawn, we have this great outdoor space, I think we have a rare opportunity to activate really an outdoor museum with outdoor exhibits, outdoor programs and activities. We want to make sure that people know that you don't have to come to the museum just to go into the halls. We have incredible artifacts out in the rear atrium courtyard.
Right.
A lot of people don't
nice
under
back
the
there.
It is very nice. And we're gonna put up some shade so people can come just picnic on the lawn and relax and bring their kids and be spaced apart, not feel the pressure, and just have a different place to go. We also want to partner with the community and think about doing some of the things that we've always wanted to do, you know, get an emu in place, you know, start baking some bread. I mean, those are the things that we're actually anxious to get moving on. Mm-hmm.
Bishop Museum President and CEO, Melanie Ide. Now, I know a good number of you listening were there at the Maiki no Himai World of Surfing exhibition that opened on the Great Lawn at Bishop Museum just before this COVID shutdown. We were there, sunset over West Oahu, party tents with great food, people sipping drinks, laughing, that wild outdoor sculpture with a huge wave, and inside, classic wooden surfboards, an amazing kind of fun, full room media environment. I mean, I'll see you there again one day.